Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Anoint the speaker, oh God, and help us, Lord, to hear your word and the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will forgive our sins and that you will blot out our transgressions. Lord, we ask that you will move through signs and wonders, that you will rebuke and bind every evil spirit, every hindering spirit. In the name of Jesus, we're looking unto you, Lord, and we're depending on you. For without you, we can do nothing. Lord, please be with us. Oh, my God, and take control, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct every step of the way. For we don't know what to do, Lord. We don't know what decisions to make. That's why we're depending on you for guidance.
Yes,
Lord. We're depending on you to take us by the hand and to lead us all the way. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we pray for every listener tonight. Oh, Lord, I pray a special prayer that you will bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of, whatever that may be, Lord Jesus, spiritually, naturally, financially, emotionally, physically, whatever it is, Lord, you know all things and you know everything about us. And we believe it right now, Lord Jesus, and we count it as done. We give you thanks, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Glory to your name,
yes,
Lord. We
glory.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord, for your goodness
you,
and for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for staying the hand
yes.
of death and for keeping us, Lord, preserving us, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for healing and for deliverance. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done. And Lord, we ask that you'll help us to accept what you allow, to accept your will and embrace it. And Lord, we pray for your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Thank God once again for each and every one who is listening in on tonight. Praise
yes.
the Lord. We thank you for your prayers and for your support and for the benefit of those who are tuning in to the radio broadcast for the very first time. You're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. We are so thankful for what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. And joining me on the radio broadcast tonight is my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, our headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. And she is going to be our speaker for this evening. And also joining me is my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides here in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. She will be bringing forth the opening scripture, giving a song testimony, and if the Lord takes over and want to preach through her, that'll be all right too. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just so grateful to the Lord for all that he's done. And at this time, we would like to turn it over to Evangelist Khadija that she may read the opening scripture. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone on the line. God bless all the listeners. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 105th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 105th, that's 105, number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 105th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15th verses. And truly thank God for another opportunity just to do and say anything for the Lord. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy and his love. Thank God for that opening prayer. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song.
The Lord hath brought me through all of my trials. When I failed him, he didn't cast me away. He stood right by me, through all my troubles. When I was lonely, didn't let me go astray. He took my sin and he saved my soul. He picked me up and made me whole. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world could see. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world could see. It was a great thing that he did for me. He's been my doctor. He's been my lawyer. He's been my everything. He's been my friend. He's been my comforter when I was lonely. When I was lost, he took me in. Oh, he took my sin and he saved my soul. He cleaned me up and made me whole. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world could see. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world could see. It was a great thing. It was a great thing. It was a great thing that he did for me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It was a great thing that he did for me.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God for the beautiful selection. Praise the Lord, and just thank God because it was a great thing that he did for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because God is always looking out for his people. And I was thinking on the scripture that was read, how the Lord, he will move in the behalf of his people. Praise be to God. And he will move anybody out of the way for his people.
Yes, he
Amen.
Will.
Amen. He doesn't want anyone to touch his anointed, nor do his prophets any harm. Praise be to God. God is going to look out for his own. So I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done. I just thank God because God is yet proving himself. He's doing great and mighty things, whereof we are glad and we rejoice. Praise the Lord. And I feel good down in my soul. I feel like lifting up the Lord, giving him the praise that is due to his name. The glory and the honor all belong to God. And when I think about the great thing that the Lord did for me, hallelujah, praise the Lord,
yes,
it makes my soul glad. It makes me shout out to the Lord, hallelujah. I'm so thankful, praise the Lord, because it didn't have to be, but God looked down on me, hallelujah,
yes,
a wretch and a sinner, glory to God, and he had mercy on me. And I'm so glad about it, praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. I'm excited. This is Friday night. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise night. It's another chance to give God glory. It's another chance to say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's just another chance to show God how grateful we are for what he is doing. Praise the Lord. And I know that if we were in the church building, we would have the anointing come down and we could go forth in the praises. But just because we're not all gathered in the church building, it doesn't mean that we can't go forth in the dance. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes, Lord. It doesn't mean that we can't lift our hands and give God glory and praise his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God because God is everywhere. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I can feel his presence right now. So I'm going to get on out of the way, praise the Lord, and present the speaker on this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. She is a woman of God who believes in allowing God to have his way. Praise the Lord, and we're going to ask you to pray with her and bear her up in the word of God as she brings forth the word. At this time, I will present the speaker, and the next voice you hear is Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Praise the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter. And before we go into the word, we're going to bow our heads wherever you are. If you in your home, you can bow your head. But if you're in your car, just keep your mind on Jesus while you're driving. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity, thanking you for how you spared our lives and given us another day, O Lord. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Pray that you will touch and bless. Send thy word and send thine anointing, and that soul be blessed. Let some soul be healed. Move in a mighty way, O Lord. Work a mighty miracle, Lord. Save, heal, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, and begin reading with the 26th verse. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then we're going to go over to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and begin reading with the 5th verse. Also, we want to go over to the 103rd number of Psalm. And also, we're going to go over to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and the 14th verse, and Isaiah 53:5 reads, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Over in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, in the 14th verse, it reads, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Glory to God. I thank God for those scriptures. And I believe Jeremiah was a prophet. He was the son of Hilkiah, and he was one of the second prophet in the book of Jeremiah. He was the second highest prophet. Now, my thought tonight, my subject is, Lord, heal us. My theme is, the great healer. Now, I can say for myself that God is a healer.
Yes.
Because he healed my body and made my body whole.
Thank
he
you.
Saved my soul and made my soul free from sin. So I know that God is a healer. Glory to God. The great healer. God is whatever you need him to be tonight. If you need him to be a healer, he will heal your body.
Amen.
He will heal your soul. And when a person gets healed, they are made completely whole. They are made sound. You
Amen.
Have a sound mind. Hallelujah. You are complete. Thank you, Jesus. And go over to Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, 10th verse. That is Jeremiah 30:17. The Bible says, I believe we'll back up a little bit, the 16th verse. It says, "Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee will I give for it, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast." Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, because they called thee an outcast. How many have experienced being called an outcast?
Amen.
People don't want you. Hallelujah. They feel like they're better than you are, and they don't want you around. They don't want you to be able to go forth in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When you are an outcast, that is one huge acceptance. Hallelujah. When you are born again, a lot of people count you as an outcast. They don't want you no more. They don't want to accept you anymore because they see the change that the Lord had made in your life.
When
Jeremiah began to say, "For I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wounds," saith the Lord.
Yes,
because they called thee an outcast, saying, "This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." Glory to God. God will make you what he wants you to be. God, he will heal you of every affliction. Glory, hallelujah. Because he is the great healer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
When we get afflicted and when we feel like we are the outcast, when we get wounded, hallelujah, and the injuries to our body, injuries to our spirit, glory to God, as violence from an accident or the typical involved lacerations or breaking of a membrane, hallelujah, if you know what I'm talking about, if you've ever been wounded, maybe you fell, hallelujah, and broke your leg or broke your skin, hallelujah, you had to be healed from your injury. You had to be healed from your laceration. You had to be healed from that membrane. But God is a healer today. Hallelujah. He's a healer for both natural, both spiritual, both emotional. Hallelujah. You can need spiritual healing. You can need financial healing.
Amen.
You can need emotional healing, physical healing, mental healing. But God said he would heal us. He said, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. My God is a mighty good God." Jesus, he said in his word, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For our iniquities, Jesus, he took the stripes for you and I.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus took a beating for the sins of the world. We were sinners and wretches unto him, but the Lord our God had mercy on us.
Yes.
He healed us. He healed us from our sins. He brought us out of the miry clay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you.
Lord, he raised us up. He took something. He took us when we were nothing. He took us and made something brand new out of our lives. Jesus fixed it for us. He made us what he wanted us to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have to go and heal somebody else. We have to go and help somebody else to be made whole. Thank you, Jesus. The scripture said in St. Luke, the 4th chapter, the 18th verse, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Somebody is brokenhearted tonight. Jesus, the great God, the great healer, he's here to heal you tonight. All you have to do is give it over to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord, and he can work it out. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and to
sight to the blind. We were blind one day. Hallelujah. And the Lord had mercy on us. He healed us from our blindness, and yes, he made us to see. And the Bible says to set at liberty them that are bruised. Some have been bruised, but the Lord is saying to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. God made a way. Hallelujah. He made a way that we might be saved. He made a way that a broken heart could be mended up. Tell you, my heart was broke. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have a broken heart. I went to the house of God, and I heard the word of God preached unto me, and it broke my heart up the more. Hallelujah. I began to call on the name of Jesus, speak in the name of Jesus, calling on that name to be healed. I wanted to be healed from my infirmity. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he heard my cry. He delivered me out of my troubles. He forgave me of my sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I was an outcast. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I was not accepted. Oh, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, he had mercy, and he saved me. He healed me. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your love, oh Lord. I thank him for his mercy. God was good. He was merciful unto me. I didn't deserve it, but God sent his son to save a wretch like me.
Hallelujah.
I don't have anything to boast about because it was the love of God and the mercy of God that drew me in. The great healer. Hallelujah. He can heal anything. He can heal everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I saw in the word where he healed the blind man. Thank you, Jesus. As he was passing by. Hallelujah. He cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry.
Yes,
hallelujah. He said, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
And he called unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord healed his body, healed his blinded eyes, and God will do it for you.
Yes,
he will heal you of your infirmities. He will heal you of your weakness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He'll heal your very soul. But you got to cry to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, he said he will store. He would restore health unto you. He's going to bring back your health. We're living in a time now when so many people are sick. They're ill. Hallelujah.
Man.
They're fighting this COVID virus.
Amen.
But God, I tell you, God, he can heal and he can deliver. He is that great healer. God is the great healer.
God is.
Thank Amen. God will heal you. He will save you.
Yes,
he will work it out for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. He can do everything. There's nothing too hard for my God.
No.
Oh, my God. Even if you are an outcast, God can bring you in. He can do a beautiful work in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He did for the children of Israel. They were outcast. The Egyptians rose up against them. But God did a mighty work. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. Thank you, Jesus. They were great people. Glory to God. He fixed it for them. They didn't have to worry about getting sick. God kept them healed all that time as they wandered in the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. Even though they were yet outcasts, God did a great thing for them. He worked it out for them, and he can work it out for you. The Lord is a great healer.
Yes.
I'm reminded in the Bible days when the woman who had the issue of blood, she began to get into the crowd. She wasn't supposed to be out there, but she got out there anyway. Thank you, Jesus. She pressed her way. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we have to do sometimes. We have to press our way. Hallelujah. Even against all odds and everything that try to hinder us from getting delivered. Everything that try to hinder us from doing the will of God. We got to get in a press and press over self. That woman got out there and got in the press. And all the throng was pressing against Jesus and her, but she got in there anyway because she wanted to be healed. And the Lord, I said, the Lord, she touched the hem of his garment, and the Lord said, somebody touch me. Hallelujah. And the woman began to come forth and let Jesus know that it was her that touched him, and he let her be made whole. She was complete. She was made healed. She came back to herself. Glory to God. That's the kind of God that we serve, a God that will heal, a God that will work it out for you. Whatever situation is going on in your life, God can work it out. I don't care what you're going through. As I stated, you could be going through emotional situations, but God can work it out. You may be going through physical situations. God can work it out. Financial, he'll work it out. If we just look to Jesus, look to that great healer, the Lord is. He is that great healer. He'll do whatever you need him to do. He'll restore your health, put you back in the condition of being sound in your mind, in your spirit, and you will be well again. He will make you a well being. Even though you've been through many things, many tests and trials, many tribulations, many illnesses and sicknesses, God still can heal you. He said, if you keep his commandments and do as he said do, that none of these sicknesses shall overtake you. God will keep your body healed. He'll keep your mind healed. He'll keep your soul healed. Hallelujah. He'll keep you with a mind to do his will. He'll keep you. When you're going through your tests and your trials, Jesus will keep you. Hallelujah. He'll keep you with a sound mind. I heard the psalmist when he cried unto the Lord, and he said, oh, Lord. He said,
Heal me, Lord. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Cry unto the Lord and say, Lord, heal me, Lord. I want to be healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the devil will try to keep you down. He don't want you to do anything for the Lord. He don't want you to work for the Lord. He don't want you to praise the Lord. He don't want you to talk about the Lord. But you have to break loose and give God some praise. Praise the name of the Lord for the mighty works that he's done in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Psalm 103 and 3, he said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. He satisfied thy mouth with good things. Thank you, Jesus. He satisfied us. We are satisfied with Jesus and Jesus alone. We are not looking for another. Hallelujah. We have found in whom our soul loveth. In Jesus. In Jesus. The Son of God. Hallelujah. The one that came into our life. The one that came in and sat with us. His name is Jesus. Jesus. The only one that can save us from our sins. We thank God for Jesus and his mercy toward us and his people. Glory to God. Jesus, the great healer. God can heal us. I don't care what you're going through. All those who are fighting the COVID virus, God, he can heal you. He's got the healing power. Glory to God. He can get down in the inside. He can clean your lungs out. Hallelujah. He can move them out. Thank you, Jesus. He can release the fluid that's in your lungs so you can breathe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
He can heal us for both body
and
soul. He can make it right. He can forgive
Sir.
Your sins.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
just turn it over to Jesus. Give it to the Lord. Let him work it out for you. He said he will make you whole again. He can do it. You just have to look to Jesus. Take your faith and put it to work. Hallelujah. You can't just trust the doctor. You got to trust in God. Because the doctors and the nurses are turning people away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many people are sick. Hallelujah. There's so many people that come down with this COVID virus. They can't even get a bed in the hospital. My God, you better put your trust in God. He's the only one that can heal your body. Thank you, Jesus. They don't even have enough machines to put on the people to help them to breathe. They don't have enough beds to put the people in. Hallelujah. They're sending them to another hospital, sending them somewhere else. But God, I said, God, he's a right now God. He can heal you wherever you are.
Amen.
Jesus, he can work a miracle in your life if you just trust him and his word, because he is the great healer. He is the one that heals us. He heals us from all our sins, all of our sicknesses. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Sometimes we don't get healed because we don't want to trust in the Lord. We don't want to look to the Lord, look into the doctors, look into everything else other than the Lord. But God is the only one that can heal your body. He's the only one that can save to the utmost. I just thank God for this word of God The Lord said he would restore health unto us. I believe his word today. He'll make everything all right. I don't care if they did call you an outcast. I don't care what they said about you. Hallelujah. You know, some people can murder you. They can kill your influence. Oh, my God, they can murder you with the tongue like they tried to do to Jeremiah. Hallelujah. They tried to say all these bad things about Jeremiah, but Jeremiah kept on doing the will of God. He kept trusting in God, and he kept pursuing the will of God. He didn't let it stop him, and God made a way for him that he could do his will. Even though they tried to scandalize his name, they tried to tear him down, and they didn't want to hear him. You'll find that in Jeremiah 18 and 18. Hallelujah. People don't realize that they can kill with the tongue. They don't have to have a gun. They don't have to have other weapons, but they can use that little unruly tongue to kill the individual, to kill their influence. But the Lord said that he will restore health. He's going to make us whole again. I don't care what kind of injury. Oh, yeah, the devil will try to injure you with his tongue. God said that he would restore health. That injury is done to you, to your body, to your spirit, to your soul. God said he's going to restore it, and I believe it. I believe God's word. Glory to God. I thank God. I don't care what kind of persecution you're going through, how Satan is tempting you to throw in the towel. You don't have to throw it in. Hallelujah. The Bible said we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. And we are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. God have not forsaken us. He said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. Hallelujah. Falsely, for his name's sake, he said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you. You're not the only one that has been persecuted, but the prophets that came before us, they were persecuted too. St. Matthew 5 and 44 says, pray for them. Rightfully use you and persecute you. Sometimes they'll use you, and you know what they're doing, but you keep on giving right anyway. You keep on praying anyway. You keep on loving them anyway. But that's all right. God knows all about it. He'll take care of it. And the Bible said, being reviled, we blessed. Being persecuted through it, we put up with it. We tolerate it. Being faint and treat, we are made. Of all things this day, but the Lord, that great healer, he can heal us from whatever it is. I don't care what situation may have occurred in your life or what Satan is trying to do. Remember that God, that great healer, and not only just for the physical body, but I mean for the spiritual body also. We look to the Lord. He's able to take us through. And the Bible says, and the Lord will take away from all sickness. He will take away all the sickness and will heal none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So Satan can't get away. He can't get away. And he can't win. Because Jesus is the winner man. The Bible say, oh, Lord, heal me. Yet I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Heard me. I don't know about you, but I cried. And
yes.
I cried unto the Lord. Heard me.
Yes.
He heard me. He did something about it. Hallelujah. He came and healed me. He healed my mind. He healed my soul. He healed my spirit. He healed the broken heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He made it all right. Thank you, Jesus. He came on the inside and filled my cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Glory Lord. To your name, Lord. And he can do the same thing for you. He can
yes.
make it all right for you. Just
yes.
give it over to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord work it out. Let him fix it in your life. I don't care what the situation is.
Hallelujah.
Let Jesus him fix it for you. Maybe
yes.
everything is not going well in your home, but turn it over to Jesus. Let him fix it for you. Hallelujah. Maybe
yes.
your body is not well, but turn it over to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Turn it over to that great healer. He's able to heal you. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be in the church building for God to heal you. If you
yes.
just receive the word of God, God can heal you where you are, in your house, in your car, on your job, in
yes.
your room. God can reach you. Hallelujah. He can go where I can't go. Thank
All
you,
right.
Jesus. We may not be able to get to you, but prayer will get to you, and
Lord.
Prayer will get the job done. Just
Amen.
Give it over to Jesus. Turn
yes.
your heart over to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and he will heal you, and he will save you out of all your troubles. Just
Amen.
Give it to Jesus. He is that great healer. The
yes.
Lord is. And he will heal you. Thank
yes.
God. I praise God for his word. Thank him for what he has done. Pray that you continue to look to the Lord. Service into the hands of Evander Shira. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful anointed message.
Amen.
Coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She preached under the anointing of God. Amen. She told us what the Lord wanted us to hear tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And in her subject, it's the prayer saying, Lord, heal us. And he is the great healer. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Before
yes,
God.
Lord.
All you
yes,
have to
Lord.
Do
is just say, Lord, heal me. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Bless the name
yes,
of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
and in
Lord.
That prayer,
yes,
God
Lord.
Knows exactly what to do.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He
yes,
knows
Lord.
Everything about us. He knows what we need. And we're
yes,
going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Anyone
yes,
sick right now in their body, mentally, spiritually, however your sickness is upon you, if you have
yes,
any diseases, we're praying the prayer of faith and we're believing
yes,
God right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh
yes,
Lord,
yes,
we come before
yes,
you, humbly begging of you to have mercy. Lord, forgive sins, blot out transgressions in the
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus. For Lord, you are the great healer, and we believe
yes,
the report. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, bless
thank
your
you,
name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Oh, Lord God, we call on you to stop by, Lord. Stop
yes,
by
Lord,
and see about us. We need you
yes,
right
Jesus,
now. Lord, we need your help. We need healing, and we need deliverance. We need strength, Lord. We need power. Oh, Lord,
yes,
we found you
yes,
waiting on you. And without
yes,
you, we can do nothing. Oh, blessed Savior, where will
yes,
we in the faith strengthen our faith, build
yes,
up
Lord,
our faith, and help us to believe, as the scripture says, take away all doubt, take away
yes,
the
Lord,
unbelief in the name
yes,
of
Lord,
Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Oh, you are our God. You are the God who healed us. You are the great healer, Lord, and we believe you right now, and we
yes,
are taking you at your word. Lord, you said you wouldn't let these diseases come upon us, Lord, and we believe
yes,
it right now.
Yes,
we believe, Lord,
Lord,
hallelujah.
We believe you,
Lord,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you right now.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Right. Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, yes,
thank,
thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. We
thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord. We thank you for your precious word. For the encouragement
Lord,
through your word,
Lord,
oh God, knowing that you are our God and you are our healer. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord,
for the
Jesus,
messenger tonight, asking you to bless her continually, to anoint
thank
her
you,
the more and help
please,
her to do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe.
We believe right now.
We believe right now.
Yes, Lord,
by faith. Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we count it done right
yes, Lord,
now, Lord. And we
yes,
praise
Lord,
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name,
lift
Jesus.
You up, Lord God.
Bless your name,
we
Jesus.
Magnify you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Glory
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Prayers, oh God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory
to
your name,
Jesus.
Lord,
we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes,
thank
Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We
thank you. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For every listener, Lord Jesus, and
thank
for
you,
everyone, oh God, who is associated
you,
and connected to them, Lord, we thank you for
yes,
healing
Lord,
in our families. We thank you for saving
thank
in
you,
our families, Lord. We thank you for
yes,
moving in our families.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord,
yes,
thank
Lord,
you for comfort
Lord,
and for
Lord,
consolation. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you
Lord,
for this prayer tonight,
Lord,
Lord. We thank you for your touch. Lord, we thank you for the moving of
yes,
your
Lord,
Lord, for the outpouring
you,
of your spirit, Lord. We
yes,
ask God
Lord,
that you let your spirit
remain with us. Let your presence remain with us, oh God. Be with us continually in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to do your will. We believe it and count it done, Lord, and we thank you for it. Please, Lord, remember everyone that's on every prayer list around the world and throughout the nations. And even the names that are not yet written on their prayer list, God. But
Lord,
you are requesting prayer. We ask you, Lord, to grant their petitions. Let all these be done according to your holy will. And Lord, we'll ever lift up your holy name. We ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to bless us. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Truly thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, encouraging, and uplifting message and anointed word from God. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord because knowing that God, he will heal us of all of our infirmities, any diseases, there is nothing too hard for God. God wants us to be healed.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just thought about the first scripture that she read in Exodus, how the people, Moses had led them out from the land of Egypt. Glory to God. And they had come to the land of Marah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. But the water was bitter. And they couldn't drink that water. So they began to just murmur and complain against Moses, and ask him, what shall we drink, and all these things. Oh, praise the Lord. So Moses began to cry to the Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And God,
he did.
That tree and cast it in the waters.
Amen.
And the waters were made sweet. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And in that very place where this took place, he made them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise be to God. And Moses began to let them know what the Lord had said to them. Amen.
Yes.
He began to say in the 26th verse, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God.
Yes.
And will do that which is right in his sight.
Amen.
Oh, you got to believe it while you're hearing it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And will give ear to his commandment.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And keep all his statutes. This
preach
is what
it.
The Lord said. I will put none of these diseases upon thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. And
Amen.
Why? For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No other beside him. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I tell you, that word got me all stirred up.
That's all right.
God,
go ahead.
Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way,
healer.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. I thank God. Yes, he is the great healer.
Amen.
Lord, heal us. Praise the Lord. You know, a preacher start preaching and stir up other preachers and they want to preach. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Jesus, I am a preacher, so that I will preach. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I just thank God. I truly enjoy the word of God. And I just
thank
want to encourage everyone listening tonight to take God at his word. To
Amen.
Just take that word in and let that word be absorbed in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord to the point where all doubt is removed, where you have no doubt, nothing but faith, nothing but trust, and believe God, and go ahead and thank him for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord. That word really stirred me up. Oh,
thank
bless
the Lord.
I'm excited, y'all. I got a big smile on my face. My
soul.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
My soul does magnify the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all of you who are listening and for your prayers. I can feel the effect of your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to ask you to continue to pray for us, because God is answering prayers, and he's doing great and mighty things. Amen. Lord, at this time, we're going to have some announcements. Praise the Lord, by Evangelist Khadija Hameen, and she might want to have some remarks, and who knows, the Lord might get her all stirred up here. Might have another message coming across.
Yes.
God bless. At this time, Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that anointed word of God coming straight from God to us, letting us know that he's the Lord asking, Lord, heal us, and saying that he is the great healer.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, the thing is, it's not just a physical disease that he can heal, but the financial healing that some of us need, the emotional healing that some of us need, the psychological healing that some of us need, because like she talked about, that tongue that has killed, that unruly member, it'll kill your spirit out. But God, he's able to heal. He binds up the brokenhearted.
Thank you.
Amen.
He's preaching the acceptable year of the Lord to us.
Amen.
He's healing of his word. I thank God for that word. It was very encouraging, very inspiring.
Thank
very
you, Lord.
Thank you.
And like I said, it came straight from God to his people.
Amen.
And I begin to actually give that scripture to someone today. And the words that you begin to speak, Evangelist Maybell, and this person, she has cancer, and she has fluid in her lungs. And when you begin to talk about how God take the fluid out of the lungs, I just started believing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just believing for her. Because that's what she's going through, and you didn't know that, but God knows.
Amen.
God knows.
Amen.
He knows. So I know.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I believe the prophet. I believe.
Yes.
I believe.
Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody
you,
for tuning in. Thank God for the word. Thank God for prayer. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1ONE. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1ONE. And I have some new names for the prayer list. We have Angel Assetti, Carmen Assetti, and Rosa Mendez Gonzalez. We want to add those people to the prayer list. Those are Sister Lisa Johnson's co-workers, and she said that they are very sick, but we know that God is able to heal.
Yes,
we want to say to pray for Henry Edmond and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond. Celeste Paul, Mother Frazier, Mother Elizabeth Frazier. We want to pray for Missionary Mack and Deacon Mack. Samuel Anderson, the Pauldo family, and Carol Marturi. We want to pray for Louis Savage III, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Selma Johnson, Mother Lily Tyler's sister, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. We want to continue to pray for Missionary Gloria Johnson, a special prayer for Missionary Gloria Johnson.
Yeah.
And we want to remember the bereaved Simpkins family, the bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Calloway family, the bereaved Diggs family, and all the bereaved families. Continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, yeah. Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in his name. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hobbs and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley, Evangelist Annette Bradley, on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you dial that number, you can actually get the messages that have been preached previously the night before. On Sundays at 11 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And Pastor Elder Jerry Bennett is the pastor there. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148 in Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And you may also text us if you have comments or if you want to send an encouraging word to the preachers or if you want to add a name to the prayer list, you can text us. I'm going to say the number two times, give you a little time to go get a pencil, or if you want to text, you know, type it up right now. The phone number to text is 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. And I realize some people might be afraid to text that number and if they, you know, to give remarks or whatever. But if you text it, like I said, you know, we can say your name the next time, or we don't have to say your name. We can just add to the prayer list, and you know, if you're uncomfortable with that. But if you're feeling brave and you're feeling bold, text that number, 410-209-7503. And those are all the announcements that I have, and I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We do thank God for blessing us. We just thank the Lord for the announcements that were made. Just thank God, because God is the great healer. Amen.
Amen.
And just listening to all the different announcements and the different ministries going forth, you know, you hear the names constantly. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have someone who praise God. But before we do that, we're going to ask Evangelist May if you have any anything additional that you would like to say. So we're going to give it back to you.
Praise the Lord. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord and to Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija. I enjoyed this word on today. Tell you, God is good, and he keeps his word. He keeps his promises. And he said he would restore health back unto you. In other words, he's going to bring you back or put you back into a former or original state that you were in. He can renew you. He can rebuild you, and he can make you over again. So let's look to the Lord and trust in the Lord. Let him do what he want to do. Thank you, Jesus. He will do it. Just continue to look to the Lord, and we are thankful for the West family, how they continue to check in with us, how they continue to come in on the line, and we are happy about that. We want to encourage you to continue. God has a blessing for you.
Amen.
And all of you that are fighting this COVID virus, I pray that you will look to the Lord because he can heal you. I know he can do it. And
yes, he can.
Trust in him. Take him at his word, and he will do just what he said he would do. God bless you. Service into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And I also enjoyed that prayer coming through her and the remarks coming through. Then it's Khadija. Keep praying for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for Evangelist May. Praise the Lord and how she just continued to let the Lord have his way. It's a blessing indeed. Praise be to God to hear the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have someone who would like to give remarks. Have something to say, and we're going to bring them on to the radio broadcast. So, are they still on the phone? Oh, praise the Lord. Well, we just thank God. Maybe the next time we can hear from some of the clergy, anyone who would like to have remarks. Praise the Lord. I'll give you a number that you can dial so we can add you onto the radio broadcast. There may be someone out there right now who would like to have some remarks. And if so, write this number down and dial the number so I can bring you on to the broadcast. So I'm going to give you that opportunity. And the number to call is 240-500-0327. And that number I can add you on to the broadcast. I'll give that number out one more time if you care to call and have remarks. Please dial 240-500-0327. And we'll give you a little time to dial in, and you can have some remarks, members of the clergy. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have a song you want to sing?
Well, I do want to just acknowledge that this pastor,
Amen,
Gary Calloway, that called, and he was calling in with it to thank God for how God is blessing us on in the ministry and on this prayer line, and how he was encouraged by us. And we were having some technical difficulties, but he did call in, and so he gave us some very encouraging words.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Pastor Calloway. Amen. There is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, pastor of Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Pastor Myrtle Huff and missionary Rebecca Ingram, who had the prayer line on Thursday.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, he's the pastor there. And I believe I have someone calling now, so we're going to add them on to the line. God bless you. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you. We just thank God tonight for the word of God coming from Evangelist Maybell. This is Elder Barry Johnson. just thank God for hearing that word to let us know that God will restore. And we know that that's what God will do. He'll restore your faith. He'll restore your health.
Yes.
And we're living in a day and time now that messages like this is what we need to hear, because so
Amen.
Much is going on in a negative way. But we need
yes.
to hear these messages to let people know that God is still in the midst of everything that's happening, and God is a healer and a restorer. But I thank
yes.
God for the word I heard tonight, Evangelist Hameen, and you know, the work that y'all are doing for the Lord. Keep up the good work. Keep
Amen.
Working for the Lord, because this is what, in a damn time like we live in, what people need to hear. They need to hear words of encouragement to help them along in this crucial time that we're living in. God bless each and every one of you, even if that is Khadija. Y'all keep doing the work of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for Elder Barry Johnson calling
Amen.
In. Thank God for those encouraging words, those beautiful remarks. Amen. We're so happy to hear from you. And may the Lord continue
Amen.
To bless you and your ministry.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We're so glad that you called in. We'll give more time for if there's any other member of the clergy who would like to have remarks. You may dial this number right now so you can go on the air. The number is 240-500-037. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here comes another call. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are on the air.
God bless you. This is Ella Calloway.
God bless you.
How you doing? We just pray to thank God for the word of God that came to Randy Maybell. Amen. I enjoyed it. We enjoyed the word of God coming through her and for this ministry. We pray to thank God for all things you have done for us. She'll continue to pray for us, and we'll continue to pray for you. Amen. That God will ever bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God for Assistant Pastor of Deliverance Temple Holiness Church of God, Elder Sister Linda Calloway. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank God for you, for those beautiful remarks and the encouragement, and for your prayers. Thank
Amen.
God for you.
Amen.
And is there another?
Yes, this is Pastor Calloway. God bless you.
Well, praise
God. God bless you.
I got through the difficulties online, but thank God. I thank God. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the word, and I thank God for that beautiful message about healing. Y'all know that I had a heart attack back in 2017, but God brought me through, and I'm so glad to hear the message on healing. He is a healer. I have experienced God the healing. I have experienced God moving in my life and through
yes.
different ones. So I just, again, I enjoyed that word on tonight. God bless you. God bless your ministry, Evangelist Maybell, Khadija. God bless everyone, this ministry as a whole. Thank God. It's very this grace to my soul, and I just thank God for the word. And pray for me. I'm praying
yes.
for you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Gary Calloway. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you want to sing a song, Pastor Calloway?
You know what? Let me sing my song. Don't give up. Is that all right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's been on my mind. Let me see that. I don't know how much time you got. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Hold on. Just a little while longer. Jesus will. He'll make you stronger. Stop complaining, he'll deliver your soul. Jesus will, he'll make you whole.
Yes.
Don't give up,
yep.
help is on the way.
Thanks.
Don't give up, help is on the way. Hold on, just a little while longer. Jesus will, he'll make you stronger. Stop complaining, he'll deliver your soul. Jesus will. He'll make you whole. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You. Thank you for allowing me to sing that song. God bless you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for you, Pastor Calloway. Praise the Lord. So we still have a little bit more time, and if there's any other, we have time for one more.
God bless you.
The number to call is 240-500-0327. Here comes the call. Come on in. God bless you. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God for the beautiful message coming through this afternoon. Amen. Talking about God will heal you. Amen. Yes. I am a witness that God is a healer. Amen. For both body and soul.
Amen.
I know that God will heal you. Amen.
Yes.
Back
yes.
in 1985, the Lord healed me. Amen.
Lord.
He brought me. He restored me back.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When the doctor said no, God said yes. Amen. And I thank God for it. Amen.
Yes.
I know he's a healer. Amen.
Yes.
Both
yes.
body and soul. Amen.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
make me doubt it. I know this. Amen.
Yes.
And I stir firm on it. And anybody that's going through an affliction,
yes.
give it to God.
Yes.
Give your life to God, and you see on him make you brand new. Amen.
Yes.
God will do it. He won't
yes.
have
he
it. He will do it completely and entirely. Amen.
Yes.
I just
yes.
thank God. Amen. When he bring you back and restore you, you don't have to take medicine all the time, every day. Always.
Amen.
God do the work, and he takes the medicine away. Amen. Because
yes.
the doctor told me a prescription I had, I was going to have to take it, amen, for the rest of my life.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
But I thank God, and I give God the glory.
Yes,
amen,
yes.
It's been over 20 years, and
amen.
I didn't take a pill for
thank,
nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I know that God is a God of his word. You
yes.
just try Jesus. You try
tell
anything it. Else, it ain't working. Just try Jesus. Give him a chance.
Yes. Yes,
you done tried it all. You done it all, and then none of it worked. But I promise
right.
you, if you give it to God, give your life to the Lord, and
yes.
then you serve God, and God will do the rest.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. I'm a witness. And I just thank God for the word that I thank God, amen, for the message. Amen. And whoever write it, when you begin to say, God, restore you, he'll bring you back. Amen.
Yes,
my
yes,
mind
he will.
Back. I had a flashback for what God did for me.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God how he made a way for me to get online to let somebody else know. Amen. If you can believe that message. Oh, God,
yes.
he will heal you. Praise God. I
yes,
thank God. Beautiful service on the afternoon. Amen. And encourage Evangelist Amin again. And Evangelist Maybell continue. Amen. Doing the work for the Lord. It's a beautiful ministry you have. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and his souls be saved through this ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks the Lord.
Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs
yes.
of New Hope
Amen.
Temple Church of God, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor down in
Amen.
North Carolina. Amen. Hamlet, North Carolina. We thank God
yes.
for you, Mother Diggs,
yes.
and for those
Amen.
Beautiful, encouraging words. Praise God.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to bless you. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord Jesus. I'm getting excited.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
You. Go ahead.
Somebody else. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
anybody else want to call in? We're going to open you now. Here comes the call. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless. This is Evander Cynthia. Thank God for the word of God that came tonight. I tell you,
the Lord,
he began to speak.
Thank you.
And
thank
that
you,
was him speaking.
Thank you.
And I thank God for that word.
Yes,
he said, I am the God that healeth thee. I
yes,
am the
yes.
Lord that healeth thee. And he began to say that he will restore. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God. I tell you, I begin to get
yep.
stirred up during the word. Enemy tried to come in and try to throw all kinds of distractions, but I heard it.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for it. And I thank God for that prayer. And I thank
yes.
God for the prayers of the righteous for my father.
Yes.
He had a major stroke.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
I tell you, it took him down. But I thank God because when I found out about the stroke on a Sunday, he's unable to walk.
Jesus.
His whole left side is paralyzed.
Lord.
I began to go in fasting and praying on Monday. And I got a call was saying he was talking. Ooh. And they was trying to sit up on the side of the bed, and I began to give God the praise.
Thank you,
God.
Right.
He's still
Thank
working
you.
On him. He was in ICU. And I began to pray, fast and pray some more. And they brought him out of ICU and took him down to a regular floor.
Ooh,
and I began to pray some more.
Hallelujah.
They discharged him out of the hospital and put him in the rehab. And I thank God. And he's suffering a little confusion. But every time I call and he hear my voice, I don't know what he's suffering with them. But when he start talking to me, he talk plain clear and he understand and he knows what's going on.
Thank
so
you,
I
Jesus.
Know that God, he's a healer. I'm looking for the Lord to save him. Amen. Yes. Because he's able to raise him up and restore and fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's why this ministry is on. So I Lord. Thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage Evander Tamina and Evander Edmund and Evander Khadija to continue to let God have his way in your lives.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God. Thank God for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And for that praise report, because yes, the Lord hears and he answers prayer, and
Amen.
He is the great healer. Oh, I'm
yes.
so happy to hear that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm so
Amen.
Happy to hear what God is doing.
Doing.
He is
yes.
answering prayers. Praise the Lord. We thank God
Amen.
For you, Evangelist Cynthia. Be encouraged. Amen. And keep on looking to the Lord. We thank God for you, for those encouraging words and for your prayers. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to call this number and give remarks tonight? You know, giving God the glory, just telling the wondrous works of the Lord. It's uplifting and it's very encouraging.
Amen.
And we do thank God for you, for each and every one of you, for your love, for your support, for your prayers. We just thank God for you. And may the Lord bless you continually, and may heaven smile upon you. Praise the Lord. And just we bring down to the close of our broadcast, if there be no other. Well, we just thank God for our leaders. We thank God for Pastor Jackson, our president.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for him. The Lord blessed him to see another birthday.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And he doesn't look any older. The last time I saw him, he just looked like he's just staying the same age. Praise the Lord. Able to kick his one leg and go forth in the praises. We just thank God for him and how the Lord has blessed. Praise be to God. We also thank God for our vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall, and for his beautiful companion, Mother Janice Marshall. We just thank God for all the people of God. And at this time, this concludes our radio broadcast for this evening. And again, may the Lord bless you continually. May heaven smile upon you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is there something else?
Yes. I just received a text that Pastor Marshall is scheduled to preach on the Prayer News Network tonight. That number is 339-209-6891, and he is our vice president. So please, call in and support him, support his ministry, support the prayer ministry. Again, the number is 339-209-6891. Thank you very much, Sister Sheila Jones, for letting us know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us tune in tonight at 9 p.m. to listen to Pastor Marshall. Praise God, or the Prayer News Network. Pastor Marshall will be speaking on tonight. And also, the Prayer News Network is on Blog Talk Radio as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you can dial the same number that you just dialed to hear our broadcast to listen to the Prayer News Network, because they are also on Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And something else.
And also, Mother Marshall, Pastor Marshall's wife, will be speaking tomorrow on the Prayer News Network.
All right. Amen. Praise
you don't
the
want
Lord.
To miss it.
You don't want to miss
tonight
this.
Or tomorrow.
You don't want to miss this. Amen. So let us prepare to tune in tonight and tomorrow
and
night.
If you do miss it, you can just call that same number and get a recording of the service.
All right. Yes, that's right. If you're not able to listen on tonight, you can certainly listen to a recording. Amen. Praise the Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. This concludes the broadcast for tonight. God bless. God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
God bless.